Bare Timber Frame Home. Submitted by Mid-Atlantic Timber Frames. Website, www.mattfllc.com. When a husband and wife set out to create a grand home among the Appalachian ridges of Pennsylvania, they first bought the ideal land, and 18 years later, they had planned and saved enough to build their mountain home in the rustic landscape. The couple entrusted their build to Haas Creative Carpentry in nearby Elliottsburg. After reviewing the couple's goals and their existing architectural plans with sister firm Meridad Designs, they decided to throw away the old plans and build new in a big way. The couple envisioned a mountain-style, conventionally framed home with a massive timber frame great room and more timber features throughout the interior and exterior to reflect the rustic surroundings. The great room alone would account for 1,800 of the footprint's total 7,000 square feet, standing 36 feet tall from floor-to-ceiling peak. They wanted large timbers throughout, including 16 by 16 inch exterior posts, 12 inch by 12 inch interior posts, and 12 inch by 16 inch ceiling beams. This timber design statement also tied into the rest of the conventional design. Nearly every Haas Creative Carpentry project had included signature timber framing up to that point, but not the size and amount of timber this design called for. "Everything in the house is custom," said Haas. The exterior walls would already be in place before the timber could be erected. The timber company we used previously had done nothing of that scale. Haas enlisted the help of Mid-Atlantic Timber Frames, MATF, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, to complete this challenging project. They have state-of-the-art equipment and had experience with much bigger jobs than what ours called for. My clients felt comfortable with their people, and they helped make our design work. They were more suited for the scale of the project, said Haas. Integrating timber framing within a conventional frame building is a unique challenge. If everything was timber frame, it would be one thing, said Samuel Fisher, MATF's on-site foreman. But hybrid construction that incorporates timber framing in numerous portions of the house requires additional expertise and an eye for the interplay between bold wood elements and more subtle home features. The timber used was free-of-heart Douglas fir, meaning it doesn't have the center of the tree in the timber unit. This prevents most of the checking and cracking that is commonly seen in timber. The few checks or cracks that do emerge become part of the timber's unique character. The home's three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and two half baths, all with timber frame barrel vault or tray ceilings, are part of the Big Sky charm. Visitors are greeted by large stones flanking the driveway and a signature timber framed porch. Once inside, the great room earns its name. A life-sized bear, carved from two white cedar trees, looks on from the gallery level. Light fixtures expand the already large cathedral ceiling while also highlighting focal points like the bar seating, floating staircase, and of course, the bear. These elements continue as visitors step outside to the back patio, which features a 35 by 20 hun timber frame porch resting on 16 foot by 16 foot tapered timber columns. The pool and landscaping are completed by an outdoor kitchen with timber frame accents. Location, Pennsylvania. Size, 7,000 square feet. Drafting and design, Meridad Designs, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Builder, Haas Creative Carpentry, LLC, Elliottsburg, Pennsylvania. Framing, Mid-Atlantic Timber Frames, Paradise, Pennsylvania. Metal Roof, Cumberland Supply, LLC. Siding, LP SmartSide Stone Veneer, Brandywine Quarries, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Patio Doors, Anderson Hinged Doors, Thermatrue Front Door. Custom by Coil Lumber and Millwork Incor. Garage Doors, Clope Door, Liftmaster Openers. Windows, Anderson Photography, Jana Bannon Photography, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Copyright 225, Shield Wall Media.